50,000 soil. So why does Rabbi Loya say that Kvas Yisroel is more likely to have a din of Eretz Yisroel than the second half of Akko? No, the second half of Akko is more likely, is more close to Eretz Yisroel, because it's more than Muvle. Kvas Yisroel is only Muvle. What does Muvle mean? So either Muvle means it's surrounded by three sides by Eretz Yisroel, or it's within the 2,000 Tamar radius, whatever. But Akko, so the second half of Akko, is part and parcel of the same city as the first half of Akko. So it's more than Muvle. So it's more close to Eretz Yisroel. It's more akin to Eretz Yisroel. The second half of Akko is more akin to Eretz Yisroel than Kvas Yisroel, because Kvas Yisroel is not part of the same town that is Eretz Yisroel. It's only Muvle Mesechat Chulum. That's one kash. The second kash that he raises against Chamei Tam is the Gemara of Mecher Avdoli Suriye Yotzo Lecheus. Rav Chir Barabe raised an Abaye. Mecher Avdoli Suriye Yotzo Lecheus. The Chachomim Kansner, and Odin, who was Mecher Devet Daini, to Chutz Loretz, to Yemester of Chutz Loretz, that Yotzo Lecheus. So the Shaila is, if the Odin sells the Devet Daini to Yemester in Suriye, is Yotzo Lecheus not. And the Shaila is, I'll leave it among the Oma, that Kibish Yochish Vekibish. So the way the Hege Daikli come, the Michael Adler is so the Yotzel Echeus, and it's not an Akku Kjau to Shoy Ligit. Ligit, Nei, La Vodim Lei, Kol Shkin Suye, the Melche Ketuve. So the Gemara is patient that Michael Adler is so the Yotzel Echeus. Because even Reb Meir, who considers Akko as having a din of Eretz Yisroel Ligit Ligit, so he's made that Ligabi Eve Avodim, it has a din of Chutz Loretz. So Kolsh Nusuye that is far away. So according to Rav Netan, when do the Rabbonon say that Akko is a din of Chutz Loretz only the second half of Akko? But the first half of Akko is Bibli, without any question, has it in Eretz Yisroel. So only the second half of Akko, because that's Chutz Loretz. Because that is Chutz Loretz. So how can the Gemara say? So since Reb Meir says that the second half of Akko has it in of Chutz Loretz and Gabe Avodim. So you certainly has it in of Chutz Loretz. Why certainly? Adarabe. So here the Gemara is raising the question according to Mandoma that Kibush Yochich be Kibush. So according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochich be Kibush. So Sui is Eretz Yisroel. And the second half of Akko, when Reb Meir says Akko ki Eretz Yisroel Ligitin, he means the second half of Akko, Liga Ligitin as in Eretz Yisroel. But Liga Bavodim, the second half of Akko, does not have the din of Eretz Yisroel. So the second half of Akko is Chutz Loretz, but Suri according to Mandoma Kibush Yochich be Kibush Eretz Yisroel. So how can the Gemara say Kolshin Suri the Milcha Getvei? It's a question of geographical proximity. The question is whether it's Eretz Yisroel or Chutz Loretz. So the second half of Akko, Reb Meir says Ligabe Avodim is a din of Chutz Loretz because it is Chutz Loretz, but Suri according to Mandoma Kibush Yochich be Kibush is Eretz Yisroel. All right. So I mean that. The second kashi appears on the surface to be a stronger kashi to the first kashi. So let's answer the second kashi first, and then the first kashi. Now, so is that, I don't know, whoever looked over that Vator. Now, there is a machlekes whether kibush yochidi shmei kibush or kibush yochidi lo shmei kibush. What does it mean kibush yochid? So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says Kibush Yochid means that it wasn't Kol Yisroel were not involved in the Milchome that David waged against Syria. Kol Yisroel were not involved in it. Only a portion of Klal Yisroel were participated in the war against Syria that David waged. Then the Tesis says, no, it doesn't make any difference how many participate in the war. The question is whether it's from the Avraham, Ora Chilito Avraham Avinu, or not the Ora Chilito Avraham Avinu. So Mele, if it is a territory that comes within the limits of the Ora Chilito Avraham Avinu, so even if a Yochid in Israel is Kevashet, it has a din of Kibush Rabbim. It has a din of Kibush Rabbim. The Misad Rav Kook so published a certain lecture that I delivered in the Kinnus Tirosh Baal Peh about the Shtochim of Medinas Yisrael. So there I mentioned many rayas that the Pshat of Kibush Rabbim does not depend how many participants there are in the war. Two that Rashi mentions as a prerequisite for Kibush Rabbim, Shishim Ribe should participate in the war. But that's not the basic thing. The basic thing is, Kibush Rabbim means if the Kibush is attributed to Klal Yisrael as a unit, not Klal Yisrael as, let's say, as 10 million individual Jews. Because as 10 million individual Jews, so there is no difference whether it's 1,000 Jews or 10 million individual Jews or one Jew. The question is, now, let's say, with Kol Moki Mashatidra Be'Kafrag Lecho, Boi Lochem Nisativ. So, what does it mean, Kol Moki Mashatidra Be'Kafrag Lecho? Anything that is near Be'esh, so Klal Yisrael gets a collective title in it. So, who is the Kevesh? One Jew, or 1,000 Jews, or even 10 million Jews? That's not important. If the Klal Yisrael is a Chtiva Achas, if the whole Jewish people, as a unit, as one person, is the Kevesh, then it's considered Kibush Rabbim. So, all the Rishonim agree, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, that Kibush Rabbim, by definition, means not a Rabbim of so many million individual Jews, but Rabbim means the Jewish people, the Knesset Yisrael, the whole Tzibur, the Jewish people. So, if the Kibush is realized by Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a Chtiva Achas, then it's considered Kibush Rabbim. And if the Kibush is realized by individual Jews, so it doesn't make any difference whether one individual Jew or 10 million individual Jews, then it's a Kibush Yochid. So it's a Kibush of many Yochidim, not one Yochid. But Rashi Shita is in order. Now, that goes without saying, that when Yoshua, let's say, was given Eretz Kanaan, even though there were a number of Jews who did not participate in the war, but Al Bidin, the Kibush is considered to have been realized by the whole Klal Yisrael, even those who are not involved in the war. So the Kibush is considered Al Bidin to have been realized by Klal Yisrael. Rashi Shita is, when can the Kibush be attributed to Klal Yisrael if there is a minimum of 600,000 Jews participating in the war? That's Rashi Shita. But if there is no minimum of 600,000 Jews participating in the war, then the Kibush cannot be attributed to Klal Yisrael. So to whom is it attributed? To the Kevshim. But that's Rashi. And Tosfos Shita is, no, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference how many participants in the war there are. But the important thing now, the Rashi of Shishim Ribe, that's a Rashi Davchof in Namlizor. Davchof in Namlizor. But Tosfos in Gittin, Shishim in Gittin, in Namlizor. So Kibush Yochid is, why Surya Kibush Yochid? Because the Sanhedrin told David HaMelech, Somuch lepaltira shaloch loy kabashto, v'yato helich v'kevi sharam narayi. So in other words, David HaMelech, according to Tosfos, David HaMelech did not act kedin. He had no right to be kevish additional territory in the next Setuaretz Yisrael before all the orets that was little Avraham Avinu was not in the possession of the Jews. And at that time, when David was kevish Syria from Aron, So Yerushalayim was not in the possession of the Jewish people. Yerushalayim was still in the possession of the Yevusi. So in other words, so he had no right to be Kadesh. So Memele, what's the pshat? According to Tesis, this is what I say in that pamphlet about the Shtochim of Minas Yisrael. So that according to Tesis, Kibush, the definition of Kibush Rabim is the same according to all the Shein. Kibush Rabim means a kibush that is realized by Klal Yisrael, without any exception, by Klal Yisrael. And when we say that the kibush is realized by Klal Yisrael, so it doesn't mean only the Jews that are living in a certain generation. Klal Yisrael includes all Jews, the Jews that lived thousands of years ago. So, and the Jews that will yet be born, they are all included in Klal Yisrael. So Kibush Rabbi means a kibush by Klal Yisrael. But whereas Rashi Shita is, that there must be a minimum of 600,000 participants in order to be considered a kibush by Klal Yisrael. The Rambam Shita is, that when can it be attributed to Klal Yisrael? Only if the Melech is the Kadesh, and Midas Rebbe Yisrael or Midas Bez Nagodl. Teitzve Shita is, no. It doesn't make any difference whether the Melech is the Kadesh or a Hedyot is the Kadesh, even if a single Jew is Kadesh. Of the Horech and Nitola Avrom Avinu that were on its time to be Kadesh. So Memele, it is attributed to Klal Yisrael. Even if Yoyim Ben Nashe, even let's say, it's mentioned in the Torah that Yoyim Ben Nashe was Kadesh. So if Yoyim Ben Menashe, a single Jew, is Kadesh, a city, a village, of the Horech and Nitola Avrom Avinu, so Al-Pedin, it's considered as a kibush by Klal Yisrael. Why? Because it comes within the limits that Nitola Avrom Avinu. But when can it be attributed to Klal Yisrael if that Yochid had the right Al-Pedin to be Kadesh? But Dovid HaMelech, he was a Melech, but he had no issues to become a Surya, because at that time, Yerushalayim was still not in the possession of the Jewish people. So it was in the possession of the Yevusi. So since Dovid had no issues to become a Surya, so mainly it cannot be attributed to Klal Yisrael. So mainly that's the pshat in Kibush Rabim versus Kibush Yochid. So, now, so, in Eretz Yisrael there are two aspects. First of all, there is the aspect of Shem Eretz Yisrael. The key, what does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? The title, the collective title that Klal Yisrael has in a certain land. So, in the Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu, so the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to Avraham Avinu, even before the Kibush Yehoshua. Even before the Kibush Yehoshua. And Mashenkin Ligabi Surya, that was not Nitlo Avraham Avinu. That was not Nitlo Avraham Avinu. So certainly Klal Yisrael, prior to the time that David HaMelech was Kadesh Surya from Aram, so it certainly did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Because Shem Eretz Yisrael by definition means the land title to which is vested in Klal Yisrael. Not in individual Jews, but in Klal Yisrael. So prior to the kibush by David, so it certainly no collective title was vested in Klal Yisrael. But the question is whether title became vested in Klal Yisrael as a result of David's kibush. So that's the machlekes. If we say kibush Yochid, a kibush, so then it comes within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kol Mokim Asher Tidrer Boi. Tidrer Boi means any Mokim that you'll be Kadesh. Boi Lochem Nisativ. What does it mean, Boi Lochem Nisativ? Lochem means to Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, Shem Eretz Yisrael was Chal on Surya. If we say Kibush Yochid Lo Yishme Kibush, so then Shem Eretz Yisrael is not Chal on Surya. And then there is another aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. And how does the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael take effect? Also, through Kibush. So Memele, again, if we say the Kibush by David is considered a Kibush, so Memele, not only was was the 2 years for the kibbutz by David become Shemeat Israel, on the basis of the Zasakos of Pilachem Isatid, but it became Niskadi Midushas Arts Israel too. If we say that Loish made kibbutz, some male, it was Niskadi Midushas Arts Israel, and the Shemeat Israel was not realized in Suya either, because it's not kibbutz. The Shemeat Israel is how through that Zasakosuv, on the basis of the Zasakos of Pilachem Isatid. But if Shloish Mekibush, it's not Tidra Bay. So there is no Lochem Nisati. If there is no Lochem Nisati, it does not have Shemeat Israel. And if it's not Kibush, if it's not Kibush, so it's not Niskadish Bekdushes Eretz Israel. So according to the Mandona, now on that point there is a Machlekes in Avodah Zarah, Tavchov, Tavchofale, between Rameya and Rabbeis. Rameya holds Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, and Rabbeis holds Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush. So in the Bais Rishon there is no shaila that according to the Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid, according to Rameya, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so you had the din of Eretz Yisroel Chol Advorim. It had the Shemer Eretz Yisroel, and it had Dushas Eretz Yisroel, Gabi Tumas Maizel, Gabi everything. Like Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yisi, so Midrashi did not have Hashem Eretz Yisrael, nor did it have Midrashi's Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yisi. But according to Rabbi Meir, it had both Midrashi, Hashem Eretz Yisrael, and Midrashi's Eretz Yisrael. How about the Baishim? Now, so how big Chochim Kofshel Mitzrayim, or Kofshel Bobel? So, and Midrashi's Rishaino is Kitchel Rishaito, Viloi Kitchel Asitlovei. So those the Kavish, that the Lubovel were not Kavish, so do not have any Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, like Bishon. Now, if Surya, the Lubovel were not Kavish Surya, so even according to Rameya, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, but it couldn't be better than Bishon. Bishon certainly had a Kibush. Yoshua was Kavish, Bishon. And it was Nitel Avraham Avinu too. And still, since the Lubavitcher were not Kavish Bishon, so it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So vis-a-vis Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Bishon is Chutz Laaretz. So how could Surya be better than Bishon? But maybe the Lubavitcher, Bishon, they were not Kavish, but Surya, they were Kavish. So the Ravid says, Hilcha Shmita V'Yehud. And the Rambam, a perik yud perik dalet, milche shmita v'yehu aloche chofches, the Rambam says, Ivrayadn shvi'is ne'eges bo midivreyem, usvichei suye v'ivrayadn mutorim ba'achilo, v'yiyu ha'arotz yis'eilu, chmuri me'arotz yisroel, she'arziku bo eile mitzrayim. Omar Avrom, Ivrayadn mayo yitzorich lovi'i mikal v'cheimer, harei lo yirziku eile bovel v'chei suye. So the Ravid says in so many words that both Ivrayadn and Surya Elibovel were not Kavish. And this is a historical fact that Ezra, Nehemiah, Hagashar, and Malachia, when they went after Eretz Yisrael and they settled in Eretz Yisrael, so Surya was not one of the places that they took possession of, that they settled upon. This is historical fact. It's true, and the Chesed Mishnah mentions that, and this is again a historical fact, that Yana HaMelech, the Hashmonoim, they were Kavish. Ivrayadn, they were Kavish. Surya, Yana, the Hashmonoim were Kavish everything. So the question is the Kibush by the Hashmonoim considered Al-Pudin as a Kibush or not? That's another question. But assuming, so the case of Mishnah discusses that, but assuming that the Kibush by the Hashmonoim, by Yana HaMelech, is considered as a Kibush, but the Kibush of the Hashmonoim of Yana HaMelech could not be better than the Kibush by Yeshua Ben Nun. So, Kedusha Rishayno is saying Kitcho Rishayto v'lo Kitcho Osidlo. Kedusha Shmiyo is Kitcho Rishayto v'Kitcho Osidlo. So the question arises, the Rambam raises the question, why is Kedusha Shmiyo more homo than Kedusha Rishayno? Kedusha Rishayno. So that was a Kibush, that was Niskadish I'll be with Bitumin, I'll be Beznagodo, and I'll be Novi, everything. And Yeshua was in Melech. So had everything. So still, so the Kedusha Rishayno is like it was Novi. And the Kedusha Shniyo, when it Rav Yishmael, Rav Yisrael, were not, did not even go up to Eretz Yisrael, and there was no Melech, and so that Kedusha is Kishos Ilovei. So the Rambam raises that question. So the Rambam, in Hilchas Misapchire, so he gives the Teretz, the Rambam Rabbi Misapchire, he says, Kedusha Rishayno took effect through Kibush. So that's the Aloche. That the Kedusha that takes effect through Kibush is Loiki Chos Love, is Poka, when the Goyim are Kibushit from us. Since the Kedusha took effect through the Kibush of Israel from the Goyim, so when the Goyim are Kibush back from us, so the Kedusha is also Bottom. Masha'ink in the Kedusha Shniyo, there was no, you couldn't conceive of Kibush. Because what kind of kibbutz was there? They didn't have, Ezra Nehemiah did not have any independence, any sovereignty in Eretz Israel. They just went up to Eretz Israel because Keresh gave them rishus to go up to Eretz Israel. So how was it miscavige? Until the time of the Hashmonaim, the Jews, the Jewish people did not have any sovereignty in Eretz Israel. So how was Eretz Israel miscavige in the Bi'ur Shniyo? Through Chazokeh. Chazok al pi adibu, the Novi told them to go up to Eretz Yisrael and settle in Eretz Yisrael, and by settling upon Eretz Yisrael and being marzik in the land, so Eretz Yisrael is miskadej. So a kedusha that takes effect from kibush is poka as a result of the kibush agoyim from us, but a kedusha that takes effect not from kibush but from chazoke, so the kibush of the goyim does not negate the kedusha that took effect from chazoke. So Mimela, even if we were to assume, which is not such a double poshut in any way, so even if we were to assume that the kibush of the Hashmonaim al-Bedin is a kibush, let's say it's a kibush rabbi. Let's say it's a kibush rabbi. But it couldn't be better than the kibush of Yeshua. So lachachum b'yishemi, that kibush became both. So Mimela, since the Rav says that the Tzuri and the Ibrayalam is loikich, is Ilibovel were not kibush. So even according to Rameya, that kibush yochid is shmei kibush, but kedusha shniyodi was not realized in it. So memeila and kedusha rishayni loikich was itlovein. So even according to Rabbi Yisi, suye, even according to Rameya, I'm sorry, even according to Rameya who says kibush yochid be kibush, but suye couldn't be chayev and trumis maisras midrais. Mit Rabbanu Yitzchayim, because there is a special takone in regard to Surya. Even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, lo ishmi Kibush. But mit Rabbanu Yitzchayim, and Chumis HaMaisis. But Surya, which is only Mechuyev mit Rabbanu, has its own dinim. But mit Raise, even according to Rameya, Surya couldn't be Chayim, and Chumis HaMaisis, because why should it be better than Bishon? The Bishon, but there is one after Midin. Now, the Aloch had the Gzeres HaKosuf of כל מוקים השתית רבי כפרג לכם, בואי לכם ניסעתי, בואי לכם ניסעתי, implies two things. First of all, that כלל ישראל gets collective title for כיבוש, ממילא it acquires a שם ארץ ישראל, and then that it becomes ניסקדש for כיבוש, that it becomes ניסקדש for כיבוש. So this הלוכה, that הקדושה, that takes effect for כיבוש, is פוקה, when the goyim are כיבוש and back from us, that applies only to the Kedushin. But as far as the title that was became vested in Klal Yisrael as a result of Kibush, so there we don't say that the Kibush of the Goyim is what negated the title that Klal Yisrael had. Needless to mention, in connection with the origin of Avraham Avinu, in connection with Eretz Kanoan, so there the Ramban says, since the Torah says La'achuz ha-seilom nesat lochem L'chol la'achuz ha-seilom L'zarech la'achach la'achuz ha-seilom. So what does it mean la'achuz ha-seilom? That no kibush in the world can negate that kinyan that Klal Yisrael has. But even in regard to Suye was not given to Avraham Avinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an outright matoni. But So according to Mandoma Kibishokich made Kibush, Klaun Yisrael acquired this collective title in Surya through Kibush. So once Klaun Yisrael acquired collective title through Kibush, so then it cannot be divested, that collective title. So the Mele, even though Kedusha Mishenom, that took effect through Kibush, is Kicho Lishaiton, Viloi Kicho Lositlovei, the Kedusha was Poka, but the Shema of Yisrael was not Poka. Now, let's say the Gabi Svich. So, according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochet Loish Me Kibush, so Svich cannot take place in Zohi. According to Ramea, that Kibush Yochet made Kibush, so Svich can take place in Eretz Yisroel, will take place in Eretz Yisroel, even Lachacho. Because it has a Shem Eretz Yisroel, the Shem Eretz Yisroel is not Boka, the Gabi Egla Rufi. That also depends upon Shem Eretz Yisroel, not Dushas Eretz Yisroel. So, is Egla Rufi Neig in Zohi? According to Rabi Yisi, certainly not. According to Ramea, yes. Even after the Chol, even after the Chol, because when you say that the Kedusha Mishenu was Poka, it's only the Kedusha was Poka, but the collective title that became vested in Klal Yisrael, that was not Poka. So in Mele, we can answer the second Kasha that the Rebbe raises against Rabbi Tam. What's the Kasha? He says, "Vei dechadai rikamu de michav lisuya tzlecheus." We did not knock off the house for the kid. We get nail and what in lay coach can show you the mouth like a tube. Ad rabbi so ya di vik in mas is nai rabbi tzad shol chutz loretz. So that's chutz loretz, mas in ki suye. Because so va ki bish yoch ich me ki bu. Oy vi avi yatz me at Israel. So why does the Gemara say, what is geographical proximity to doing that? The question is whether it's Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael. So what does Rameya say? That Akko, the second level of Akko, has a din of Chutz Loretz L'gabei Avodim. The second level of Akko is Chutz Loretz. But Zuye, we are discussing it according to Mandoma Kibush Mekibu, is Eretz Yisrael. So what if it's far away? Who cares about the proximity? The second level of Akko is Chutz Loretz, and Zuye is Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, the Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosha says explicitly, as a matter of fact, I made a photographic copy of that extract of Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosha, but I forgot to take it with me. So Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosha says explicitly that he mentions the Yerushalmi in Gittin, that Akko has two halves, one half of Akko, the half of Akko, Litzad Eretz Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael, and the half of Akko, Litzad Chutz Loretz, is Chutz Loretz. But Rabbi Tam says in Sifra Yosho, the half of Akko that is Litzad Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalmi calls it Eretz Yisrael, because not only were in Mitzrayim Kevish the first half of Akko, but the Libovel were also Kevish. But the second half of Akko, the half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz, so the Yerushalmi calls it Chutz Loretz, because the Libovel were not Kevish yet. But Yehoshua, when he was Kevish yet, he was Kevish all of Akko. But the Libovel, when they settled, they only settled in one half of Akko. In the other half of Akko, they didn't settle. So Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosha says, in so many words, that the first half of Akko has even Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the second half of Akko, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael doesn't have. But the Mitzrayim were Kevish in the second half of Akko. So in Mele, we can understand the Gemara very well. We can answer this discussion. Rafriya Barabba raises Nabai. A meicher Rabbi is Suri. According to Mandoma Kibush Yochish Mei Kibush. According to Rameya. So with the Yotzol Echeos and Aad, Midit Nan Ako Ki Eretz Yisroel Ligit Nein Lavodim Loi. Coach in Suri Edi Mecha Ketube. So he asks, Ad Rabbi Suri Adi Ve Kim Di Masis Nair Mitzad Shal Chutz Loretz Di Kobes Kibush Yochish Mei Kibush. No, but Rabbi Tam says that even the Tzad Shal Chutz Loretz daily Mitzrayim or Kevish. And if the Mitzrayim or Kevish, if the Mitzrayim or Kevish, so Mele Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. And so yeah, even I live in the Mandoma Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it's not better than Bishon. So, since the Rebbe says that the Bobel were not Kevish yet, and the Kedusha Rishenu, is Kichol Shaino Kichol Slovei, and the Kedusha Shni was not Chal, so what's the net result? in Surya that it has a Shema Arts Israel according to Rameya. So it has a Shema Arts Israel Midraise, but the Tush has Arts Israel, it does not have Midraise. Midrabolon, even according to Mandoma Kibishioch, it won't be Gibush, so it's Chayim to Musa Maisras. But Midraise, it does not have any Tush has Arts Israel. Now! Because Tush has Mishaino, it can be Shaito, because it's Love. But then, Akko, the second level of Akko has a certain Adifes, has a certain mile over Surya, because the second level of Akko, in view of the fact that the Yitzrayim were Kevishet, so that's a Raya that it came within the limits of the origin of Avraham Avinu, because that's the Simen. Yitzrayim were Kevish, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. So Mimele, the second level of Akko, even though it does not have Tushas Eretz Yisrael, it has a Shema Eretz Yisrael, and not just the Shema Eretz Yisrael, but it has the Maile that it is of the origin of Avraham Avinu. Mashiach Kitzuye was not given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, but it acquired the Shema Eretz Yisrael through the Kibush of Dovi, because Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, but it's not the origin of Avraham Avinu. So the fact that a certain piece of territory has a Shema Eretz Yisrael and it comes within the limits of the original Avraham Avinu is a Maile. This is what the Gemara means. Kolchkin Surya the Milchaget Vei. So it's not just a question of mileage. Milchaget Vei means that it's beyond the limits of the original Avraham Avinu. But the second level of Akko, the so-called Chutz Lo'aretz part of Akko, is came within the limits of little Avraham Avinu. So that's more deep. All right. So that answers this question. But it's not so pushed as yet. Teisves, the Ri says, Vihashte. All right. So that answers Avnetam. That answers Rabnetam. As a matter of fact, Teisves, the Ri, when he has the Kashi against Rabnetam, so he says, Ulhochami Boyale, Yahavik Mech Rabnetam Israel, Kim the Shmei Kibush, Oidilmo, Kim the Afrotome is Kechutz Lorez Dome. Kim the Afrotome is Kechutz Lorez Dome. Now, according to Rabnetam, Rabnetam is not saying it, Oidilmo, Kim the Afrotome is Kechutz Lorez Dome. But Rabbi Tam is not saying, the Ri is saying it. But according to Rabbi Tam, the Pshat could be very simple. What are the two alternatives? When the Gemara raises the Abaye, Rav Chiya bar Abba, where Amich Rav Nisui Yotzal Chiyos Onat. Why? Because it goes according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. Because according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, Lo Shmei Kibush, so in the Rai say it doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So in the Mele, it certainly is Yotzal Chiyos. But the Abaye goes according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. So Midrai sit in the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Kedushas Eretz Yisrael doesn't have, so that could be the Abaye. Whether the Halacha of Hameich Ravda Lechutz Loretz, so it's a Knas Chachomim, that Yotzal Lechayos, does it depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael? Now, the Teisves Ri says that the reason as to why Meicher Rav Lechutz Loretz Yosel Lechirus, because he is Mavkia, the Eved of Mitzvah Satuiz Boretz. As long as the Eved would live in Eretz Yisrael, so the Eved could participate in the Mitzvahs of Mitzvah Satuiz Boretz. But the moment he sells him to Mester Lechutz Loretz, so he is Mavkia, the Eved, of the opportunity of participating in the Kiyum of Mitzvah Satuiz Boretz. So that's the Knas that the Chachomim applied against such an order. That's the Teisves Ri's Pshat. The Rambam's Pshat is Rashi says, because the reason is why the Chachomim comes in the order who was Mecher Abdel Chutz Loretz is because he was Geirem De'eved, he should be Eiver, the Yisair of also Lotzis Me'art Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. So since according to Rav Netam, so the first Evo Vako, he has Dushas Yisroel. The second name of our God, which is Eretz Yisrael, doesn't it? But Hashem Eretz Yisrael it is. And so, yeah, you can command them, Akim Shiochich Mei Kibush. But which is Eretz Yisrael, doesn't it? Not with the rights. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael it is. So that's the Abaye. Meich Rabbi so, yeah. So, does the Knaz depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael? So in what is Peshit Nisur, we see that Reb Meir says, Akot Yeretz Yisrael, Legit, Nei, Lavodim Lei. So, that means that the second Dev of Akot, that does not have, according to Ramtam, does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Shem Eretz Yisrael it is. So if somebody sells an Odin, and an Odin sells an Eved, to the second of Avako, to a master, the second of Avako, so he's Yotzer Lecheirus. Even though the second of Avako still has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, Machmad, since the days of Avraham Avinu, not Machmas the Kibush of David, but since the days of Avraham Avinu, Salachas Kamo Vichamo, that if he sells him to Suye, two Kibush Yochish me Kibush, but Kedusha Vishenu is like Joseph Love. So what do they tell the Shem Eretz Yisrael? And the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the Kibush of David, not in the Matan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mirre Ketuveh. So certainly it should be Yotzer Lecheirus. I mean, so we answer the second kash. Now the first kash. Now the first kash that the Re raises against Rav Netan from the Gemara of Kvas Yisoy. So Rabbi Loya said to Rabbi Yishmoel, Halei Kvas Yisoy emuv lebitchum Eretz Yisrael, ukrevo litzepeiro yeisa beyakob. ומה ביקח מכל מוקים עד לאדובה, אף על פי שריחי כל מצפירו, שיהיה עצמו מארץ ישראל. So, why does the Gemara say that Kvas Yisoy is more akin to Eretz Yisrael? Then, Akko, we are talking about the second level of Akko, but the second level of Akko is part and parcel of one city, the other half of which is Eretz Yisrael Mamish. But Kvas Yisoy is only Mugle, but it's not part and parcel of the same city, part of which is Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So, Adarabe, Akko should be considered as more akin to Eretz Yisrael than Kvas Yisoy. Now, we saw that when we explained, when we went over the Rashi, when Rashi says, Kochutz Loretz Kol Midas Hayam, Mar Bibovel, so the Ritva is Sikashe against Rashi, so the Ritva says, Afal Pi, he has Sikashe from Rekem Mechago, so only Rabbi Gamliel says that he has to say for Nechto for Nechtam. And Kvaludim Lut, so only Rabbi Leza says, he has to say for Nechto for Nechtam. So, but the Rabbonon say that he doesn't have to say for Nechtam for Nechtam. But according to Rashi, that every Chutz Loretz means Midas Hayam. So even according to Rabbonon, if somebody brings a get from Rek Mechagor or from Kfar Ludin, so he should have to say for Nechtam for Nechtam. So the Ritva rejects Rashi's pshat. But the Ritva says, V'achal pishi yesh nitreik v'leima, that Enoch Name, if a certain place, if a certain place if a certain place is Chutz Loretz Mamesh, so then it's not even Kofshu El Mitzrayim, it's Chutz Loretz Mamesh, so then everybody will agree, even the Tanakame, that yes, the Shliach from that place has to say Vonechta Vonechta. But Smuches and Muvlois, that the Tanakame says that the Shliach does not have to say for Nechtam for Nechtam if he brings a get from Smuches and from Muvlois. So they are not Chutz Loretz Mamesh, but they are Mekenei cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael, that is Niskadesh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it's Muvla B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael that is Kofshu El Bavel, but they themselves were not Kofshu El Bavel. But in the Mitzrayim, so they themselves were nirvish by the Mitzrayim. So Avokishiyesh Litreik, but he doesn't like. So the Ritva mentions that it's possible to say that even Rekem Mechagor, so is Ne'art Yisrael. And as a matter of fact, the Ri says that Rekem Mechagor is Mamish Ne'art Yisrael, even Kofshu and Bobel too. So that's the, so why is it considered as Chutz Loretz, but Shliach does not have to say for Nechtam for the Nechtam on the basis of Smuches, on the basis of Nevlois? So that's because it's not so close to the Yikar Yishu Be'art Yisrael. But the Ri says that Rekem Mechagor is Be'art Yisrael Mamesh, even Kofshu and Bobel. So according to Rav Netam, we don't have to go so far that it's Kofshu and Bobel Rekem Mechagor Kval Ludim. But we can say that according to Rav Netam, so the Mevlois Kval Ludim is Kofshu and Mitzrayim. But it's not Kofshu and Bobel. And according to Rav Netam, so the Takone of before the Nechta before the Nechta is based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's Rav Netam Shite. Because Derech Klal, so any city, Derech Klal generally speaking, so any city that the Bobel were Kevesh, had Yeshivas, had what it needed, and worried in between the Kandi. So Mele, the Chachomim made the general Takone that any place that is Eretz Yisrael from the point of view of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Shliach, if the Shliach brings a get from that place, he doesn't have to say for Nechtam. So the Takone of for Nechtam depends upon Chutz Loretz, not in the sense of Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Shem Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So if a certain city, from the point of view of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, is Chutz Loretz, even though from the point of view of Shem Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael, so the requirement of for an Echtam applies. But Tanakame holds, in as much as this was Yiteni Shem Eretz Yisrael, and it was also Somchta Eretz Yisrael, and also Mublo, like Mublo, B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say before an Echtam, So now, briefly, according to Rav Netam, so kvaludi or kvasisoi, those that are moved b'tchum shel Eretz Yisrael. So according to all Tanoim except Reb Lezer, the Shliach doesn't have to say for Nechtam. So it only applies to a city that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So if in addition it is moved b'seich tchum Eretz Yisrael that have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so then he doesn't have to say for Nechtam. According to Reb Lezer, he has to say for Nechtam. But if a certain place does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Mugle, then he certainly has to say for Nechta for Nechta. So now we can answer the first kash against Rav Netam, where Rabbi Loya said to him, Vale Kvasi Soye, Mugle B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, and in addition Kvasi Soye was Kofshu in Mitzrayim. So a Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. And in addition, it is Muvle B'seich Tchum Eretz Yisrael. So that should be better than the second half of Akko. So he says, so he says, Kvasi Soy, the second half of Akko is Kofshu Ele Mitzrayim, but it's not Muvle in the Tchum. The second half of Akko, while it's Kofshu Ele Mitzrayim, but it's not Muvle in the Tchumim of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, of the Mekayimim that have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Masha'inkin Kvasi Soy has both Miles. It has a Shem Eretz Yisrael because Kofshu Ele Mitzrayim, and in addition, it is Mufle in the Tchumim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Alright, now, what is the Shite? So that's the Shite of Rav Netam. Now, what is the Shite of the Ri? Now, the Shite of the Ri, so according to Rav Netam, the Takone Rufonechtu Fonechtam is, it, depends upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Depends upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So any place that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so the shliach who delivers a get from that place does not have to say Fanechta Fanechta. But if a shliach delivers a get from a place that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so he has to say Fanechta Fanechta. Except if it's Muches, it's Muvlois. But even if it's Muches and Muvlois, so it also has to have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But if it does not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutz Loretz Gomor. So the fact that it's Muches and Muvlois will not avail us. Why? Because in all Takones, there is a concept of Loipur. So in other words, we are not at liberty. You know, so even if a certain Takone is enacted for a certain reason, but we are not at liberty to discuss every situation and the merits of the rationale of the Takone. The rationale of the Takone was because it became Lishmo, because it became Lishmo. But then it was a Takone. And Mimele, we have to apply the concept of Lepluk. But, so true, there are certain exceptions. Smuches Mevlois. So when can we say that Smuches Mevlois have a din of Eretz Yisrael if these cities, to a certain extent, have a din of Eretz Yisrael, if they have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and in addition they are Smuches Mevlois, so then they are treated like Eretz Yisrael. But if the Smuches and the Mevlois are Chutz Loretz Gomor, then we apply the concept of Lepluk, and then he has to say Fonechtam Fonechtam, even though they are Gomor. Right, that's Rabbi Tamshin. Now, the Rishita is that when the Mishnah says, when the Rabbonon, the Mishnah say that he has to say before Nechtam, so that is reference even to the first Rabbonon. But then, the Ri mentions the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Amich Rav La'akol Yisrael Chirus." Rav Shimon and Rav Yudin, "Afil Ma'akol La'akol." And according to Rav, it means that in two situations, it's Yisrael Chirus. One situation is where the Odin sells the Eved from the rest of Eretz Yisrael to the first step of Akko, so it's Yisrael Chirus. And then if the Odin sells from the first step of Akko to the second step of Akko. So what does Teisa say? Dinei dechoshiv v'chutz loretz v'tabi k'nishim Eretz Yisrael v'gabi chutz loretz miyuchoshiv k'Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? So we said that according to Ri, just it's not as according to Rav Tam. According to Rav Tam, so the first step of Akko, so it's kofshuoy l'mitzrayim. The second step of Akko, so it's kofshuoy l'mitzrayim, but it's kofshuoy l'mitzrayim. So according to the Ri, so the first step of Akko that Yerushalmi calls out Yisrael, so it's called out Yisrael because the Mitzrayim are kingship. So it was Morach Nitlavom Avinu, the first step of Akko was Morach Nitlavom Avinu, and the Mitzrayim are kingship. So the Yerushalmi calls it out Yisrael because it's a Shem Eretz Yisrael. The second step of Akko, so does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now, there are two times. So the Rishi can agree with both times. So Memele, the Yerushalmi says, Hamich Rav La'akol Yotzer V'Chayus. Because if, let's say, the Odin, the Eved was in Yerushalayim, and then the Odin sold this Eved, who lived until now in Yerushalayim. So he sold him to a master. In the first half of Akko, the half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael doesn't have, Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. So Mimele, he was Mafkia him of the Mitzvah Satu is Boretz. So Mimele, he is Yisrael Chayos. So then Rav Shimon of the Rav Yudin says, Afu Ma'akol Akko. So the Eved lived in a place, in the first half of Akko, that the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But it touches Eretz Yisrael, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though he didn't have touches Eretz Yisrael, he sold him to a master in the second Eved Akko that does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the Rishita is that as far as the Yisrael, or for Solos is Mark, Eretz Yisrael, even for a moment, So that depends upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So someone who lives in the first, who is a resident of the first Tevor Vako, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, is not allowed to go into the second Tevor Vako even for a moment, because he does not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, Miako Leako, the Tam of Rashi applies. So that's why it's also Yitzchak. Now, but there is a Yerushalayim. So then, according to what we said in the Ri, so then the Ri Shite will be difficult from the Yerushalayim. Will be negative Yerushalayim. That Yerushalayim, the thesis mentions that one half of Akko is out of soil and one half of Akko is Chutz Lorenz. And according to Ri, the half of Akko that is out of soil means that there is a Shem out of soil. So the half of Akko that is out of Chutz Lorenz does not even have a Shem out of soil. So Abdallah and Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yaakov Barache, Vishim Rabame, Mintreinu de the Rebbe Anan Yalfin, Akko Yish Be'Arz Yisrael, Yish Be'Chutz Lorenz. So, Rabbi Yaakov says, in the name of Rabame, that from two incidents that happened, that overtook Rebbe, that happened to Rebbe, we can deduce that half of Akko is Arz Yisrael, and half of Akko is Chutz Lorenz. And according to Ri, what does it mean? The half of Akko, Litzad Eretz Yisrael, has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the half of Akko, Litzad Chutz Lorenz, has not even a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Has not even a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So what are the two incidents? So, because Rebbe Havet Be'Akko, Chamsim, so they sell Ochlim Pitoni Kiyom. Omalu, Maros Nesim, Omalei, Talmud Echot Bolikan. So he saw that they ate in Akko. Rebbe saw that the Jews in Akko were accustomed to eat pasnoki. What does it mean pasnoki? Clean bread. That means that they were laces. Laces means when you moisten the wheat, you wash the wheat. So he saw that the wheat that was used in their bread, in their basements, was washed. Was washed. Now, so, was washed. So, now if it was washed, so then it's Mukhshal Kabutumi. Because if it's not washed by any of the Shiva Mashkin, so then it's not Mukhshal Kabutumi. But if it's washed, they will raise the heat of the wheat. So then it's Mukhshal Kabutumi. So then he said, so he asked them, why they do it. So in other words, like, so they wouldn't be able to eat bitare, since if they weren't lazy, so then they would be able to eat it bitare. But if they are lazy, said, so it became mukhshal kabbalas tume, so they wouldn't be able to eat it bitare. Omrulei, tell me dechot bo vikam veherlonu, al mei beitzim sheino machshir. Al mei beitzim sheino machshir. And they were, so in other words, that May Beitzim is not Machshir. And they thought, they Savri Meimar May Sholek Shal Beitzim, Velo Yomar Al Shal Beitzim Atzim. So they made a mistake. That Talmid meant, he heard it, that May Beitzim is not, he heard it from his Rebbe, that May Beitzim is not Machshir. But what did his Rebbe say? That the egg yolk or the egg white is not machshir. But this Talmid made a mistake, and he thought that when he heard from his Rebbe that Beitzim is not machshir, so the Rebbe meant that if you cook an egg in water, so that water in which you cook an egg is not machshir. Mimele, they found it safe to wash the chito with the water in which the eggs were cooked. Of course, that was a toys. So Sabri Meimam is Shalik Shal Beitzim, Ruyomar Shal Beitzim Atzma. So at that time, so Rebbe was gazing Talmid Aliyah because of that mistake and that mirsh. So Rebbe was Lisake that Talmid, right, so Beisi Shor Gozru Shal Talmid Meir Yeroi. So in other words, so that's a riot. Now the Gemara says, from two incidents that happened that overtook Rebbe, we can deduce that one half of Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael, one half of Akko has a din of Chutz Laaretz. So this is the incident from which we can deduce that one half of Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Because if all of Akko had a din of Chutz Laaretz, so what purpose would there be in trying to eat mitare? They couldn't eat chum mitare anyway, because Eretz Amim is mitame. So no matter how hard you work, you try, you couldn't eat chum mitare anyway. So if we say that one half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael is not tame, only Chutz Laaretz is mitame. So then there was a purpose in avoiding Hechshel Kabbalah Stum. Because, in other words, so that was the Mirshul. They thought that by washing the wheat in water in which eggs were cooked, so the wheat will not become Mirshul Kabbalah Stum, and they made a mistake. But if all of Akko is Chutz Laaretz, so what difference does it make? Yes, Mukhshel, not Mukhshel. You can't eat Mitame anyway, because Eretz Amim is Mitame. So there is no use, so it's futile. It's futile to try to eat from Mitame, because no matter what you do, it will be Tame. So it's a raya that a half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, Eretz Yisrael is not Mitame, only Chutz Laaretz is Mitame. So the residents of Akko wanted to eat chum mitare, and they acted and they did everything so as to avoid tume. But they made a mistake, they were nichshu because of the erroneous riroye by this time. So from this incident we deduce that half of Akko has it in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the other incident from which we deduce that the other half of Akko has a din of Chutz Laaretz? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Habe B'Akko, Rebbe was Nakko, Chom Echad Banash Mikipsel Leil. So he saw a certain Jew from that track. That was, to them it was known, a certain track. Beyond that track, Omalei, so that track was the simen, was the borderline between the half of Akko that was Mitzad Eretz Yisrael and the half of Akko at Chutz Laaretz. So Rebbe saw a certain person who was walking beyond the track. That means the half of Akko that was already at Chutz Laaretz. And he, Omalei, and Rebbe thought that he was a Keir. Now, so Chutz Laaretz is Mitame. So that means a Keir is not allowed to be in Chutz Laaretz, even for a moment. A Keir is not allowed to be in Chutz Laaretz. I mean, you ask, how about all the Keirim here? So that's a good question. All right, but the Keir is not allowed to be in Chutz Laaretz even for a moment, except if there is a special heaven. But otherwise, even if he is not a resident of Eretz Yisrael, even if he was born in Chutz Laaretz, he is not allowed to remain in Chutz Laaretz because he is Mitame himself, because Chutz Laaretz is Mitame. So Rebbe saw that a certain Jew whom Rebbe considered as a Kayan, so was walking on the other half of Akko, beyond the rock. So he said to him, Omale, les ad brei di plan kahane? Aren't you the son of this and this Kayan? So what are you doing in the other half of Akko? You are mitami yourself. Veloi hada avuch Kayan? Amali, so that Jew said, Einof shalabo ho yukveitz, v'noso yisho, sheinu v'genislei, v'chilel. V'chilel oise oish. So in other words, so he said, oise oish, he refers to himself. He said that his father was allowed himself to be to be swayed by his yitzhak hara, and he married a grushe. So memele, and I am the son, so I'm a chol. So I am allowed to be mitamen myself, amazing, certainly to chutz loretz. So, in other words, so the only reason as to why that Jew was allowed to walk in the other half of Akko was because he was not a kid, he was a chol. But if he had been a kid, he wouldn't have been allowed to walk in the other half of Akko, because it's mitame. So, on one hand we see that because of an incident that overtook Rebbe, that one of the Vako is not mitame, mitam to Maser Tzamim, because if it had been mitame to Maser Tzamim, so it would be futile to try to eat chum mitare. And from the other incident that overtook Rebbe, we see that it is mitame. So how can we resolve that? The answer is, the first Eva Vako Tzad Eretz Yisrael is not mitame, because that's Eretz Yisrael, and the second Eva Vako is mitame. Is mitame. Now, so according to the Ri, we explain that the Ri holds that the first half of Akko, that is Tzad Eretz Yisrael, is called Eretz Yisrael because it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the second Eva Vako, that is Tzad Chutz Loretz, is called Chutz Loretz because it doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't even have Shem Eretz Yisrael. So when we combine the Yerushalme together with this Ri, so then it follows that according to the Ri, the Takone, the Chachomim or Misake, that Eretz Ha'amim, the Gush of Eretz Ha'amim is Mitamei, so that does not depend dafke upon the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because if we were to assume that the Aloche of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is Mitamei, so the question arises, what does it mean, Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is Mitamei? Eretz Chutz Loretz in the sense of Kedushe is Mitamei, even though in the sense of Shem it's Eretz Yisrael. But as long as in the sense of Kedushe it's Chutz Loretz, it's Mitamei. Or the Chachomim was that Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael is Mitamei. But a territory that does not a territory that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Shem Eretz Yisrael it has, is not mitame. So from the Ri, we have to say, when we combine the Ri Shiteh, that the first of Avaka, that the Yerushalmi says in Gittin, so was not mitame. So was not mitame, only the second of Avaka. And according to the Ri, the first of Avaka did not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael either. So what was the Yiches, the Maile, of the first Eva Vako over and above the second Eva Vako? Where is the second Eva Vako? So the answer is, where is the second Eva Vako? Did not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, the first Eva Vako had a Shem Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was not mitame. The Gush of the first Eva Vako was not mitame. So from the Ri we can deduce that this Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is based upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That a city that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, as long as it's Kofshu El Mitzrayim, it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, is not, Kusho is not Mitam. Only a city that does not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael, it's Kush is Mitam. It's Muchach from that Yerushalm. It's Muchach from that Yerushalm. Now, this is not such a Dabar Poshut. Now there is a Mishneh. Now, in Pirigdalad of Chale, Mishneches, so the Gamlilei Meir, Sholosh Arotis Lechale, Me'artisroel Vat Gziv means the Mikemish Shekovshu Elibogel, that has Dushas Artisroel. So Chalachas, so you have to be Mafkish one Chale. One Chale. And what's the Shiur? The Shiur is, so Einachtein has to be Mafkish Echot, Mimemches, 1/48 of the Ise, and the Balabais, a private person, so it has to be Mafrish, 1/24, Echot Mechavdalit. But there is only one Chal, you have to be Mafrish. In that part of Eretz Yisrael that is Kofshu, Ibn Elibor, Chalachas, Mikziv Adano Vadamono, Bezchus. Mikziv Adanor Adamono means those Mikemes that were Kofshu Eli Mitzrayim, but Loi Kofshu Eli Bor. So in other words, Hashem Eretz Yisrael it has, and Dushas Eretz Yisrael it doesn't have. So there the Takonis Chachomim was that every person who makes a Nise, who makes a Zidol, let's say in Bishon, with Kofshu Eli Mitzrayim, with Kofshu Eli Bor, he has to be Mafrish two Chalas. One is burned, and one is given to the Kohen. Shaleya yesh lo shiur, v'shal Kohen ein lo shiur. So, the one that is burned has a shiur. It has to be 1/48, echot mimches, of the Issa. And the one that is given to the Kohen has no shiur. Why? Because the Ikar, hafchoshe, consists of the chale that is burned. So that's why it requires a shiur. Echot mimches. And the other one is not the Ikaha. Then, Minano Vadamono Bilifni. So, but suppose in Chutzlor it's Mamesh, that was not even Kofshu El Mitzrayim, let's say in America. So then, according to this Mishnah, it would appear we have to be Mafrish two Chalas. We have to be Mashvim's two Chalas. Echot Le'eir, V'achas Le'keim. Also, one Chale that is Nifresh is burnt, and one Chale is given to the Keim. But there is one fundamental difference. In the Mikemish Kofshu El Mitzrayim, Kofshu El Bovel, so the Ika Chale is the Chale that is burnt. That is burnt. Mimele, this requires a Shir of Echot Memches. And the other chale is nadik. In Chutzlorets Mamesh, we also have to be mafrish to chales. But over there, the ika chale is the one that is nechalikeyan. So the male that requires a shir. But the one that is burnt is a mashu. Is a mashu. Now, of course, the question arises. So we have to be mafrish to chales. No one is mafrish to chales. So there are many vishenim. So according to some vishenim in Ochaname, we have to be mafrish to chales. But we are not naked that way. So there are many Rishonim who say that all these clothing only apply to the time when the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael were able to maintain Tah. Because even during the time, even after the Chum Vayishen, and even after the Chesimus HaMishn, so during the Amroim, the time of the Amroim, so the Chachomim, the Chazal, in Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh says it, Teitzve says it, many Rishonim say it. They had a vapor with them. So Memele, they were able to maintain Tare. So Memele, so as long as in Eretz Yisrael it was possible to maintain Tare, how can you maintain Tare only if you have a vapor? Because we are all made, everyone, at one time or another, becomes Tomei Limes. So mainly it's impossible. Today it's impossible to maintain Tare. Even Eretz Yisrael. Because if somebody becomes a Tomei Mes, so he can be Toyer only if there is Azoyes Mechatos on the third day and on the seventh day. But we don't have a Faporo, so mainly it's impossible to maintain Tare. But in the time of the Mishneh, and even after the Chesimus HaMishneh, so in the time of the Amoroyim in Eretz Yisrael, so the Amoroyim in Eretz Yisrael had a Faporo with them. Bimele, they were able to maintain Tare in Eretz Yisrael. So then there was Takonis Chachomim of Shomer Shavuot is lechale, that we have to be mafnish in the Mekeinish Kofshu in Mitzrayim, v'loy Kofshu in Bobel. So, and Mekeinish Kofshu in Mitzrayim, v'y Kofshu in Bobel, your mafnish won't chale. And of course, that's the chales, because it could be mitare. And the Mekeinish Kofshu in Mitzrayim, v'loy Kofshu in Bobel, that just the Shemer Tzroel, not Dushin's Arts Israel, so you have to be mafnish, two chales. One had to be burned, and one had to be given nechal, and the one that was burned required the shir of echad moches. And chutz l'aretz mamish also two chales, and there it was just the reverse. That one that was nechal was the iker, and that required the shir of echad moches. And the one that was nisraf only mashu. Mashin came today that he be in Eretz Yisrael. We cannot maintain tare, so then we. There is no place in the world where we have to be mafrish more than one chale, and we can be mafrish just one chale and the mashu, because mitaraise. So in mashu, chito achas mitaraise sakri, the same thing applies to chale as well. All right, so that answers the question, how is it that we are not laying? Right. But here the Mishnah says, that Mikziv Adanor, that's the Mekeinish Kofshu El Mitzrayim Kofshu El Bovel, so base chalas, achas le'eir ve'achas le'keir. Shel'eir yeish lo shiu, v'shel keir ein lo shiu. Shel'eir yeish lo shiu, v'shel keir ein lo shiu. So there are two chalas. Why is it that the main chale that was nifresh in the Mekeinish Kofshu El Mitzrayim Kofshu El Bovel had to be burned? So the Rosh here and the Rav Bartinore, they both say that the reason is because since the Chachomim were gazing to Eretz Amim, that the Gush is Mitameh, so even the Mekeinis of Eretz Yisrael, like Bishon, that Kofshu El Mitzrayim, Veloi Kofshu El Bovel, true they have Mishem Eretz Yisrael, but, and they are more Jelitim Avraham Avinu, but in view of the fact that they do not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so the Tumas Eretz Amim applies to them. So Memele, you had to burn. One Chale you had to burn, because the Chale was Tomei. So you had to burn it. So in other words, so the Shite of the Rosh and Vadim Bertinori is that Tumas Eretz Amim depends not upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael, but upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dushas Eretz. This is the Shite of the Rosh, the Pirush Rosh in Chale, and Rav Vadim Batlon. Teisves in Chum, Daf Kuf Dalet, he is Chedin. And Teisves in Chum says that all the Mekeinis, Shekovshu El Mitzrayim, Veloi Kovshu El Bovel, so the Gush is not Mitam. If it is Kofshu El Mitzrayim, so the Gush is not Mitam. So then the question arises, so why does the Mishnah in Perei Dalet of Chale Mishnah Ches say that Mikziv Adanor, the Mekeinis of Kofshu El Mitzrayim, Kofshu El Bovel, so then you have to mafrish two chales, and one Echad Memches, and it's Nisraf, why is it Nisraf? Because it's Tomei, why is it Tomei? But it's Tumas Eretz Amim doesn't apply to this Mekeinis. So Teisve says, in view of the fact that the Bovel were not Kevish yet, so Mele, it was not so easy to maintain time. Enoch Namet, the Tumas Eretz Amim was not Niskan Ligabe the Mekeinis, Shekovshu El Mitzrayim Kovshu El Bovel. But since the Bovel did not settle in these places, so Mele, it was difficult to, it was possible to maintain Tare, but it wasn't easy. In the Mekeinis Kofshu El Bovel, so everything was geared to Tare. So it was difficult to maintain Tare. Masha'im came in the Mekeinis Kofshu El Mitzrayim, Eloi Kofshu El Bovel. So there was no real issue of the Torah in those Mekeinis. So Mele, these Mekeinis were not geared to Tare. So it was not easy to maintain Tare. So because of that, the Chachomim were misake that we should be mafrish to chalas. That's the issue. So in other words, so there is a machlekes l'shem. in other words. So we see there is Daf Kuf Dalet in the thesis. So there is a Machlokes Hashem. Machlokes Hashem as to whether the Tuma Aseret Ha'am depends upon Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Dushe, Aseret Yisrael. There's the Shita of the Rosh, and Rabbi Ovadia Matan Ore, the Rosh in Chale, and Teisa Shita in Chul, and the Rosh of Chul, is Chelik and his own Shita in Chale. So, and the Shita of Teisa in Chul, and the Rosh of Chul is that Tuma Aseret Ha'am depends upon Shem Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. But any place that is Chutz La'aretz from the point of view of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but has Shem Eretz Yisrael, so it's not mitame Tuma Aseret. So we have to say, by combining the Yerushalmi with this Ri, since the Yerushalmi says that the first of Avako is not mitame Tuma Aseret, and the second of Avako is mitame, and according to the Ri, so the first of Avako that is Eretz Yisrael, that is not mitame, does not have Dushas Yisrael either. Does not have Dushas Yisrael either. So it only has Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalmi says that this half of Akko, that is Letzad Eretz Yisrael, is not Tamim to Mesami. Tamim. So it's a Raya that the Ri agrees with the Shita of Teis Vesechol, not with the Shita of the Rabban Batan Ore and the Rosh Incha. Alright. But then the question arises, now, how will the Ri explain this Gemara? Now, the Ri himself said, Veide, and this is the Ri. Veide heiche daik vikam. Di meiche rav li suri yosu lecheirus, midit na na kok yart esroi legit. Legit nei la vodim loy, kolch kusui di mechike tumi. Ad rav is, that's the washing of the Ri. He is asking against Rav Tam. Ad rav is suri adiv. All right, I mean, so Teisves, not the Ri. But this Teisves agrees with the Ri's washing, because then he says Veim Ri. So, Ad rav, Now the question is this. Now we said that even according to Mandoma, Kibishoch and Shmei Kibush, but since Dusha Rishen, Kishol Shait, Kishol Zlobe, so Suya is not better than Bishon. So Dusha Zart Yisrael, he doesn't have. Dusha Zart Yisrael, he doesn't have. So according to the sheet of the Rosh in Chale, according to the sheet of Rami Vadim, not in Ori in Chale, so the Tumas Amim, the Tumas Gush, depends upon Chutz La'aretz in the sense, Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So if the Rishit had been in accordance with the sheet of the Rosh in Chale, and the sheet of Rami Vadim, not in Ori in Chale, then we could understand as to why this says, As Dwight says, Oidil Mokim Dafrotomi Kehutz Loret Dome, so Dafrotomi is a simen. So you could say, Afrotomi is a simen. According to the Rav Batanor and the Rosh, that Tuma Aseret Ha'am depends upon the lack of Dusha Aseret Yisrael. The lack of Dusha Aseret Yisrael. So Mele, Kim the Afrotomi, so that is the Abai. As we explained it according to Rabbi Tam. In other words, this halacha of Mecher Abdei L'chutz La'aretz, Yos L'cherus, does it depend upon Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or it depends upon Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael? So, Kib Nishmei Kibush, so mele in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael, it's not Chutz La'aretz, so it's Lo Yos L'cherus, or it Dilmo Kim Da'af Kotome. So according to Rabbi Tanore, we could say, that's a simen, since Afro is Tome, so it's a Raye, that Loik of Shu, that he does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But this we can say according to Rabbi Tam. But in the Ri, we have to say that the Ri does not agree with Rabbi Nevadim Batnores Shite. That anything that is does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael is mitame to Mesam. we have to say that the Ri agrees with Teisve Shite and Chum Daf Kuf Dalet, that even a city that does not have Dushas Arzis Hoyle, as long as it has Sheme Arzis Hoyle, so he's not Mitabit to Mesami. He's not Mitabit to Mesami. So what's the Abaye in the Gemore? What's the Abaye in the Gemore? Gloche mi boyle, you have a kibich rav le out of soil, kib ni shnei kibush, o itil mo kib da afro tome, is ki chutz loretz dome. Kib da afro tome, is ki chutz loretz dome. So, why should we say, kib da afro tome, is ki chutz, but afro tome, so that means, that could accord with the shita of Rabin Vat, but in Ore, that afro tome is reflective of no Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Ri, Afro Tome has nothing to do with Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. Even if a certain place does not have Gdushas Eretz Yisrael, the offer is still not Tome. It's still not Tome. And then, but, this is the Gemara Mefereshes further, that Tzurye, the Avir is not Tome. But the Gush is Tome. But the question is, so what's the Abaye in the Gemara? You have a kibbutz rav le'aretz Yisrael, kibbutz lishmei kibush, or you do kibbutz de'afro tomei kibbutz lo'aretz tomei. Why couldn't Teisves explain this Gemara very simply on the basis of the shaila as to whether hamich rav le'chutz lo'aretz yos lechirus, whether that knas is based upon Gdushas Eretz Yisrael or is based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael? So then they wouldn't have to mention the answer is this. Now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara as to whether kibush yochid is shmei kibush or kibush yochid is loy shmei kibush. Now, if we say kibush yochid shmei kibush, so the mele in the Bayis Rishon, it had the Shem Eretz Yisrael Tzurye and the Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But in the Bayis Sheni, only, and Bayis Sheni, it only had the Shem Eretz Yisrael. If we say kibush yochid loy shmei kibush, so midraise, Tzurye did not have even the Bayis Rishon Dushas Eretz Yisrael or even Shem Eretz Yisrael. But that's with Raisi, but with Rabbanon. Now we passed in that Kibush Yochid is Loish Mekibush. So with Raisi, Surya is completely Chutz Loretz, like any other city in Chutz Loretz. But with Rabbanon, Surya does not only have Eddin Eretz Yisrael. With Rabbanon, it even has Dushas Eretz Yisrael. With Rabbanon, Surya, even with the Dan, who passed like Rabbi Yisi, that Kibush Yochid is loish me Kibush, but with Rabbanon Tzchayim in terms of Maizchas. Only thing is a certain Chilukim, in other words, Mai is not laying in Surya, but in terms of Maizchas, Surya is Chayim. Even a limited Dan, that we passed like the Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, loish me Kibush, but with Rabbanon, so with Raisi, it has no Shem Eretz Yisrael, it has no Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but with Rabbanon, it has even Gdushas Eretz Yisrael with Rabbanon. Even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid is Loish Mekibush. So the Chachomim or Misake, the Tzuyah should even have with Rabbanon Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. So if it is so, that even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Loish Mekibush, that with Raisi doesn't even have Hashem Eretz Yisrael, still with Rabbanon, it has Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Alachas kamo v'chamo that according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, that midraise it has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. It's true, midraise it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but Dushas Eretz Yisrael it should have. Because it should not be Goruah. Then according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, Goy Shmei Kibush. So the Rachamim or Misake, Misakim Dushas Eretz Yisrael mid Rabbanon. So, it's certainly according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, and it has Midraisi Chal Shem Eretz Yisrael. Or, true, Midraisi does not have Gdushas Eretz Yisrael, but Midrabonon it has Gdushas Eretz Yisrael also. Now, but, there is some Mele, the Gemore could not ask Dabai. Tesis couldn't explain Dabai of Rafriya Barabe. And Abai is according to Mandoma of Kibush Yochid is Loi, is Ishmei Kibush. So Teisus couldn't have explained the Abai on the basis of the two alternatives as to whether as to whether the aloche of Amichir Abdel Chutz Loretz is based upon the lack of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, or it's based upon the lack of Shem Eretz Yisrael. Because assuming that it's based upon the lack of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but Kibush Yochid, but soon he has Dushas Eretz Yisrael with Rabbonu L'chol Apoches, even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, lo Shmei Kibush, Allah has come v'chamo, according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, but there is true midrabonon, there is Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But since the Dushas Eretz Yisrael of Surya is only midrabonon, so we mele the Achiluki Dinim. So there is the Achiluki Dinim in the Mitzvah Satluyas Boretz itself. There is Achiluki Dinim. The Mitzvah Satluyas Boretz cannot be fulfilled in Surya the way they can be fulfilled in the Eretz Yisrael, because of Afro Tomek Chutz Loretz. Now, since Afro is Tomek Chutz Loretz, so that means that Trumeis cannot be eaten in Surya. That all the Trumeis that is Nifras in Surya has to be burned. It cannot be eaten. Let's say, Maisa Sheni, what's the aloha of Maisa Sheni? So Maisa Sheni, you are Mafris Maisa Sheni, 1/10 of the crop in the first and second year, and in the fourth and the fifth year, after your mafris my submission, and then you wait until you go to Yerushalayim, and then you eat at Bigdushi. But suppose the Maisa Sheni was Nitmo, can you eat at Bigdushi in Yerushalayim? No! So, in other words, so in Surya there is a certain diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs Atvoyes Boretz. First of all, Trumo cannot be Nechal in Surya, because it's Trumot Meyo. Every Trumo in Surya is Trumot Meyo. It cannot be Nechal by Kehani. It has to be burned. That in itself constitutes a diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah Satruis Boretz. And then vis-a-vis Maisa Sheni, so the Mitzvah of Maisa Sheni, of the Mitzvah Satruis Boretz, is that you have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it Bigdushe. But if my peers Maisa Sheni or Nitmo, you can't eat it Bigdushe. So Mimele, by selling an Evet Naim from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, and Surya is definitely Mitami to Masam. That's a Gemara Mifreshes. So you are diminishing the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah Satruyas Boretz. You will not be able to eat Peres Maisa Sheni Bigdushe in Surya. So you are affecting a diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvah Satruyas Boretz by selling an Evet Knaini to a Master in Surya. So this is what Tesis means. Tesis says, Inochnam, according to Dagi agrees with the Shite of Tesis in Chundaf Kuf Dalet, that the Mekeim is Shekofshul in Mitzrayim, Velikofshul in Bobel, so do not have to Masaratam. Even though they do not have Dushe Eretz Yisrael, but they have Shem Eretz Yisrael, and not only they have Shem Eretz Yisrael. There is a difference between the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres in the Mekeim Yishekov Shel Mitzrayim Velikov Shel Bovel and the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres in Surya. Even according to Mandoma Kibush Yochish Bekibush. Because the Shem Eretz Yisrayel that inheres in the Mekeim Yishekov Shel Mitzrayim Velikov Shel Bovel, so that Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to Avraham Avinu. And it is grounded in the Matone Makodesh Baruch Hu Avraham. It's the origin of Avraham Avinu. Masha'ik in the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres, even today, in Surya, it doesn't date back to Avraham Avinu, because that was not given as the outright Matone, Makodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. So the Shem Eretz Yisrael remains, but that is grounded in the Kibush of David, and it's not the origin of Avraham Avinu. So the Chachomim did not want. So of course, there is now the Shemim talk. Rishenim talk about Chibas Eretz Yisrael. So the Ritva discusses the question, and we mentioned that it seems Rabbi Tam holds that Chibas Eretz Yisrael is grounded in Dushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Ritva says, no, Chibas Eretz Yisrael can be grounded in the Shema Eretz Yisrael. But even those who say that the posif of Skirotzo Avodecho Savonel Vesaforo Yechirinu applies to a place that Kofiel Mitzrayim and Kofiel Bovel, because even though it does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Chibas Eretz Yisrael it is, but they wouldn't say, the Ritva wouldn't say that the posif of Kirotzo Avodecho Vesavoneo Vesaforo Yechirinu would apply to Sun. Even according to Maldom HaKibish Yochish Mekibish. Why? Because there is a difference. There is a difference between the Mekibish HaKofshel Mitzrayim V'Rikofshel Ibovel and Tzuye. True, neither one has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but, and both have Shem Eretz Yisrael. According to Maldom HaKibish Yochish Mekibish, Tzuye also has the Shem Eretz Yisrael from the Raisa. But one has the Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in the Nesinim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other one has a Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in the Kibush of David. Alright, so the Kibush of David is also of significance and it confers the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But any Deime, the Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in Me'atonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in the Kibush of David. So Memele, the Chachomim did not want the Chachomim, the Shite of Teisves. The Shita of Teisves, actually, why were the Chachomim misake that the Gush of Chutz Loretz is mitame? Why were the Chachomim misake that the Gush of Chutz Loretz? Because of the Meisim. And in Eretz Yisrael, there weren't so many Meisim. But in Chutz Loretz, where all the Goyim lived, so in Mele, there was a chash of a mess in every place. So because of that, the Chachomim were, that's what the Gemara says in Ozia. So because of that, the Chachomim were gezer tume on the gush of the Eretz Yisrael. So, and that's really the reason as to why according to Rabbi Nevadim Vardinore and the Rosh and Chale, so every city in Eretz Yisrael that was Kofshu el Mitzrayim v'loi Kofshu el Bomer is also mitami to Masagush. Why should it be mitami? After all, it's Eretz Yisrael. And it has such chime. It's Eretz Yisrael, so why should it be mitame? Because the same reason that the Chachomim were gezer tume on Chutz Loretz, because they couldn't be controlled against Nesim. So Memele, so the places that called Shmuel Bavel, so there was an issue. I mean, Ezra and Nehemiah, they settled upon it, so they were under control. But the Mekemesh, Shaloi Kofshu and the Bavel, so Memele, so who remained there? Goyim. So Memele, the same town, of the same rationale for the Gzeire of Tumah Soami and Chutz Loretz Mamesh applies to Mekemesh in Eretz Yisrael, the Tumah Kofshu and the Bavel. But Teis Veshite, in whom it's not like that. Even though from the point of view of the rationale of the Takon, of the Gzeire, they should be mitami. But because, so Teis Veshite is, because of Chibas Oretz, the Chachomim excluded Tume from the Mekemesh Kofshu El Mitzrayim V'Loi Kofshu El Bovel. Even though from the point of view of the Tam, the rationale of the Tumas Gush, it should apply. That's the reason as to why the Rosh Chale and the Rabbi Vadim Batanore say it does apply. It's not that there is a Chas V'Sholem, any diminution in the Chribus Oretz. But why were the Chachomim Geizeya? Tume. Because they were not controlled by Jews, so in Mele, it's very likely every place is undetermined. And it's very likely that there is, in every place, there is a mess, Kabul. So, for the same reason, they should apply to me, they should raise up to me, and the Mekemesh Kofshu El Mitzrayim and Kofshu El Bovel. Because they are also in the possession of the Goyim, since the El Bovel were not Kedish yet. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Vadim Batnor and the Rosh say that Tume Sa'amim does apply. And Teisveh says it doesn't apply, because even though the time of the Gzeire of Tumas Eretz Amin applies, but the Chachomim excluded Eretz Yisrael from Tumas Eretz Amin, even though the time applies. Why? Because of chiba solitz. So they only excluded that which has the Shema Arts Israel on account of the Nisine Makodesh Boch. So that is chiba solitz. So they excluded from Tumas Arzani. But Zoya does not have a Shema Arts Israel that is grounded in the Nisine Makodesh Boch. It has a Shema Arts Israel because of the kibush of David. And the Sanhedrin weren't even happy with what David did. True, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so a Shema Arts Israel was chal, but the Chibas Oretz, it does not have the same Chibas Oretz that the Mekeimen Shekovshu Ele Mitzrayim Vele Kovshu Ele Bovele. So Mimele, they did not exclude Surya from the Takone of Tumas Haratzah. Of Tumas Haratzah. So Mimele, this is what So the shaila is now according to the Ri. So it's not that the shaila is whether. So he says, "Ia b'kim yicherav v'le'art Yisrael, kim nishmei kibush, oydil mo kim de'afrotomei." So is kechutz loretz. So mimele. So the shaila is because in view of the fact that Zoya, even if we say Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so it has a Shema Arts Yisrael. But Afro is Tomei, so the Mele, since Afro is Tomei, so there is a diminution in the Kiyumah Mitzvahs of Mitzvahs Atruyes Boretz. There is a diminution in the Kiyumah Mitzvahs of Mitzvahs Atruyes Boretz.